Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is the Women's Roundtable here on Studio 7 on Thursday, December the 10th, 2020, where we're broadcasting from home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19 or the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen cases rising. So on this issue today, we're going to be speaking about the just ended 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. We're also talking about Human Rights Day, which falls today, which is the end of the campaign, and also other issues facing women, PJ.
My name is Tracedes Jeremiah, and because of COVID-19, as Mavi said, we are broadcasting from home. I'm in Maryland, USA.
And I actually am Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, because I've just had a program I totally forgot to introduce myself. But anyway, we are actually very lucky today. We have two powerful women that are going to be joining us on the program to speak about the issue of human rights and also speak about this campaign, the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. So we will start off our program with Sisi Justina Mukoko, who's just agreed to join us for a few minutes. So we can just look at the issue of this campaign. Tell us a little bit about this day, Ms. Mukoko. What does it mean for you?
International Human Rights Day is a very important day. And I think as Zimbabweans, it gives us an opportunity to take stock, to see where we are at. We are recognizing that there are a lot of deficits when we look at the respect for human rights. Mm-hmm. I think it's just today that I was seeing pictures and videos of Mary Chiwenga, the estranged wife of the vice president, who had been summoned to court to come and show the wounds that she has got. And for me, I think that is really abusing the rights of citizens, and it strips people of their dignity. And I think it's just a few days away that we had demolitions in Budiriro. It's raining cats and dogs in Zimbabwe, in most parts of the country. And it has been pouring in areas like Budiriro. I heard women sobbing, and one of them was actually saying, where do I take my two-month-old baby in this weather? Even if they had built on land that they were not supposed to build on. Honestly, these houses were seen coming up. Couldn't they stop them before those houses were complete?
PJ.
Yeah, namhlanje uhlelo lethu sizaphatha indaba ezithile. Umkhankaso lo ophele namhlanje owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence ulenzi ngimba ethi Orange the World. Kumanyane njalo lelanga lokunanzwa kwelanga lamalungelo abantu, okulondolozwa kwamalungelo abantu, i-Human Rights Day namhlanje. Kube lezahlakalo ezithile ingcwethi ngathi ingcwethi ezibona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo abantu besithi eZimbabwe kube lokwephulwa kwamalungelo abantu okukhulu kakhulu kuzehlakalo oziqalisela kubhubhane lwe-COVID-19, ukubotshwa kwabantu, ukubotshwa kwabezombusazwe abaphikisayo, lokunye okuneyineyo. Yikho ke namhlanje sinxuse ingcwethi ezicubungula ezamalungelo abantu ikakhulu abesifazane njengoba sigqiba umkhankaso lowo owe 16 days of activism against gender based violence kulilanga njalo elimanyana lokuthi sinanza i-Human Rights Day. Kuyini okwenzakalayo nkosikazi nkosazana Justina Mukoko khona ngapho?
PJ, ngifuna ukuthi ngithi thina umkhankaso we-16 days. Ngibona ngani khonokho ukuthi sithi 16 days kwenza ukuthi abantu bacabanga ukuthi kulesi khathi esivunyelwa ukuthi abesifazane babhekane lodlakela. ngibona ingane okuqakathekileyo ukuthi impilo yethu yonke kufanele sibe silawo umkhankaso wona sihambe lawo throughout the year for 365 days ngoba singaziba bakhona bacabanga ukuthi ku 16 days lezi bengakaze nguthethise sengiyaqalisa ngoba sokugijima hayi asikubekeleni phambili sinanza ilungelo labantu besifazane sinanza ukuthi akufanelanga kube lodlame ezindlini akufanelanga kube kwezinye indawo ukuqeke kuhle ukuthi namhla lilanga lokuthi sinanze amalungelo oluntu kodwa ilanga leli ngo 2020 libuya ngesikhathi sikhathazeka kakhulu PJ ngoba unyaka ka 2020 awusiphanga okuhle ukuphathelane lelungelo loluntu sibone ilungelo loluntu lisephulwa mahlayana ikakhulu nalabo abafanele bebe belondoloza ilungelo labantu ngikhuluma abebutho ngikhuluma amapolisa ngikhuluma abe intelligence sikhangele kakhulu sibona ukuthi ngesikhathi sitshelwa ukuthi kuzakuba le lockdown e-COVID-19 bekufanele ibe khona ngoba yikho ukuphendula okwenze amazwe onke omhlaba akuzange kube lesikhathi esaneleyo ukuthi abantu abaningi benelise ukuthi bathenge abangakudinga ukuthi babe lakho ezindlini esakubonayo ukuthi abantu bebefaka impilo yabo mahlayana nje ukuthi abantu bebekutshela ukuthi ngingahlala ngkhaya ngiyakufa ngendlala ngingaphuma ngiyakufa nge-COVID so kuyafanana yekela mphume ngiyokufa nge-COVID yakhona ngidingela abantwana ukudla sithese singene ku-lockdown bekulama-checkpoints indawo lapho bekulamapolisa amasosha belindele ukuthi babone abalencwadi ukuthi babavumele ukuthi bahambe kulezo ndawo sibone ilungelo loluntu lisephulwa kakhulu thina njengeZimbabwe Peace Project kuhlelo lwethu esikhangela khona ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu sibone ukuthi amasosha amapolisa labe intelligence babe yibo abathethe inkomishi yokwephula ilungelo loluntu bahambe phambi kwezanu PF okwenyanga ezithile ngoba abantu bebesithi bafika kuma checkpoints amapolisa bebesika bahlukumezwe ukunyokumangalisana abesifazane kakhulu bebethi ngikhaya ukhangelane lodlame ngoba abantu bebengajayelanga ukuthi bahlale amahola amaningi kangako bebonke ngoba kusithi ekuseni lo phuma usiyale esiyale bephenduka ntambama abasela sikhathi esiningi sokuthi bahluphane indaba zodlakela oluphatheka kula bantu besifazane luqansile ukuthi benelisa ukuthi bayodinga uncedo bebengayenelisi ngoba thina njengama-NGO besingafakwanga kulabo abafanele benelisa ukuhamba ukuthi yi-essential services. Sigcine sesilungisiswa ngokuya kwesikhathi kodwa ku-lockdown yakuqala leya besingenelisi ukuthi sihambe so kube lokunzima kakhulu kwaba lokudubeka kakhulu kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ngoba abanye bebekhangelane lokusilela kwamanzi bebefanele baye eziboraneni ukuthi bayodinga amanzi bekungena ama-sanitizer kulezo ziborane njalo bebeqeda amahola amaningi kakhulu bemelele ukuthi benelise ukuthatha amanzi abanye bebengena kudaba lokuthi sebebanjwa ngabafana akade bebuya bethatha amanzi ukuthi bahambe bayodengisa bebajudulela khatshana ukuthi engenelisi ukuthatha amanzi ngesikhathi esifaneleyo sibone njalo kusiba lokubutshwa okuningi kwamabandla aphikisayo ebesikubona ukuthi imithetho ibingasetshenziswa ukufana besibona kezana uPS bebuthana bebanengi kodwa laba belinyicela beMDC Alliance ukuthi bazame ukubuthana bebehle babuthu zikhona indaba eziningi kumthetho wandaba ukhathisa bependula indaba zonezo ukuthi bephule ama lockdown regulations. So konke lokhu sikubone kuyikuthi abantu bebehlukuluzwa kakhulu ngesikhathi soneso. Baningi abantu abakhangelela ukuthi u-2020 simkhangela ukuthi nangiyani uzehamba.
Ntombo ofunza ipapo Muzvare Mukoko, zvii zvamuri kuona zviri kutarisana nemadzimai panguva ino yatutaura yeHuman Rights Day uyezve nekupera kwe-16 days of activism against gender-based violence, tichitarisa sangano renyu reZimbabwe Peace Project, ndezvipi zvimwe zvamuri kuona zviri kutarisana nemadzimai?
Madzimai akatakura kurema. Zvikuru sei tikatarisa kana nyaya dzekuronga mhuri chaidzo. Nenyaya yecorruption, mapiritsi chaiwo macontraceptives aya haasi kuwanika kwavanga vachimbokwanisa kuwawana. Nekuti kune vari kuenda kuna atuta, vochienda vonotengesa kumisika yakasiyana-siyana nemari iri pamusoro. Kune vakatobata nhumbu vanga vasingafanire kunge vakazvitakura nekuda kwekushaya mapiritsi iwayo. Tikabvawo ipapo totarisa kana madzimai akuenda kunobatsirwa. Pane zuva rimwe chete pakaenda madzimai Masere kuHarare Hospital kuti vanobatsirwa. Pakati pavo vari Vasere vanomwe vakadzokera kumba vasina vana. Iri igore ra-2020 haasi 1916 wekuti tinganetseke kuti nyaya dzekubara muzvipatara dzingakonzere kuti pave nekurasikirwa kweupenyu. Izvozvo zvinoratidza kuti tine dambudziko hombe, nekuti chimwe changa chiri kunetsa madzimai achienda kunzvimbo dzavanofanira kuwana utano inyaya yekuti vashandi veutano vanga vari kutsutsumwa nekuda kwekuti vanga vasina mashandiro akanaka anoratidza kuti vari kuita basa nemazvo. Uye vanga vasiri kutambira mari dzakakwana. Tochitarisa kushomeka kwemvura, vana mai ndo vanga vachipedza maawa andingati vanga vachipedza, naizvozvo ndofunga ndichitaura kudai, zvibhorani zvakawanda zvina ana amai vari mumutsetse vakamirira kuti vagone kuwana mvura. Asi mvura iyoyo iri kunetsa kuwana, nekuti pane chikiribidi chiri kuitika, kune vakomana vanouya nemasikania vozadza mabhaketsi vanoenda vachinotengesa. Ava vasina mari yekukwanisa kutenga mvura vanopedza maawa asingaverengeki kusvika kana kuma 2 AM. Dzimwe nguva unowana kana vasivana vasikana vanenge vabva kuchikoro, nekuti anenge achifunga kuti mangwana kusena anoita sei kana mumba musina mvura. Zvese izvozvo zvanetsa munhukadzi. Uye takaonawo kukwira kwenyaya dzemhirizhonga mudzimba kana kubatwa chibharo kwevanhukadzi. Asi dambudziko ranga riripo nderekuti vanga vasingakwanisi kuti vaende kuti vanowana rubatsiro, nekuti panguva yelockdown yekutanga iya maNGO tanga tisiri essential service. Saka zvaitonetsa kana kuti ugone kupfuura pamapurisa. Tochitarisa zvekare nyaya dzemaabductions, nyaya dzekushungurudzwa kwevanhu kana vabatwa nenyaya dzemaabductions. Kune madzimai akati kuti akasangana nazvo, vanosanganisira madzimai matatu echidiki vekuMDC vakapambwa vakaenda vakanoshungurudzwa pamwe chete nekubatwa zvisakarurama zvine chekuita nenhengo dzakavandika. Asi chiri kurwadza iye zvino ndechekuti vakunzi vakazvipamba vega, vakazvishungurudza vega. Hanzi kwakaitwa tsvakurudzo iri kuratidza kuti vanonyepa. Asi inini ndinoti kutsvakurudzo inogoitwa sei nevanhu vari kupomerwa mhosva? Tsvakurudzo yakagirwawo kavamwe vari kunze vasiri mukati umu. kuitira kuti tinzwe an independent view kuti zvakafamba sei. Iye zvino kana kuti vagone kutaura dambudziko ravo vanobva vashandisirwa mamwe mashoko andisingagone kana kuti ndidzokororei inini nemuromo wangu. Asi inini semunhu akambopinda madzidzo iwayo zvandiri kuona vachitsanangura zviri kuenderana nezvandakaona muna 2008. Handifungi kuti ndingaya ndiri kutadza kuti ndizive kuti pandaka abdaktwa inini papa nekubata kwemapurisa. Zvisinei nekuti vakambotiwa havasi kuziva kuti ndiri kupi. Saka nyaya dziri kutishusha isusu sevanhukadzi. Tozobva totarisa kugoverwa kunoitwa tingati zvekudya kana zvimwe zvinoita zvakaita sembeu. Saizvozvi kune chirongwa chehurumende chepfumbudzi. Vakawanda vari kutadza kuwana. Zviri kubva mupfungudza nekuda kwekuti dzimwe nguva anongofungidzirwa kuti anogona kunge ari kubato rinopikisa. Asika ikodzero iri mukumbiro remutemo kuti kana uri kuda kuti ubatane nebato rezvematongerwo enyika riri pamwoyo pako wakasununguka kuita izvozvo. Asi vanhu vari kuzombunyikidzwa nenyaya iyoyo zvekuti havazowani zvavanenge vachifanira kunge vachiwana. Ende izvozvo ndizvo zvinotishungurudza zvakanyanya.
Maybe if you can just give us that in English before we also welcome our guest, Comfort Dondo, who works here in America with an organization called Pumulani. Maybe let's just welcome you, Ms. Dondo, to the program before we go back to Mosare Justina, because she has to go to another program. Tell us a little bit about yourself and also how you find yourself involved in working with women here in the United States and in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be on this platform with my big sister and activist, Justina Mukoko. So my name is Comfort Dondo. I am a young Zimbabwean based in the United States, not by choice, by the way things are going on back home. And so as we do as Zimbabweans, you know, we find ways to survive where we are and thrive. And so in Minnesota, U.S., where I'm based, I founded a nonprofit organization called Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence. And this organization is not only serving women in Zimbabwe, in Minnesota, but it's serving women, African-born women living in the U.S., but also in all of the diaspora. And I found myself in this work because there was a huge need that what my big sister just said earlier on around the violation of women's rights, the violation of human rights, and how that is causing women to dispersed all over the world, and also causing women to end up being subjected to a lot of different kind of abuses, including sex trafficking, human trafficking, among other things, sexual assault. And so our organization is really working on getting global and serving women, especially Zimbabwean women that are all over the diaspora, just to make sure that they know what their rights are and that we will provide resources for them as we are in this very crisis as a nation.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you, Ms. Mukoko, because we know time is not on our side. If you can just give us in English, what's your take as we end the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and going into Human Rights Day, which is today, on the situation of women in Zimbabwe, and also what you suffered at the hands of the authorities in Zimbabwe previously?
We shouldn't actually be ending 16 days against gender-based violence. I think this needs to be a continuous campaign. We need to have this campaign 365 days of our lives. I think 2020 is a year, marvelous, that a lot of Zimbabweans would really want to see go.
Because why?
People have faced so many challenges this year. Issues around COVID-19. I think we were getting used to the new normal. We had never experienced having the entire world being shut down. When borders were closed, a lot of Zimbabwean women depend on cross-border for them to make a living. And it meant that during that time, they couldn't provide for their families. And it meant that we were looking at a lot of families that were really struggling with making ends meet and providing a decent meal for their children. We also recognized that there was a rise in domestic violence. You know, when people are spending so many hours together, being used to probably the husband going that way and the wife going the other way. But this time people were spending hours together. Tempers were flaring and emotions were running high. And we recognized an upsurge in cases of domestic violence. But the same women could not access services because a lot of NGOs that they relied on were actually not essential services. So we were not able to move past the police checkpoints. And I think our greatest concern as well as civil society organizations is the violence that was perpetrated by security officers, especially those who manned the checkpoints and those who were also looking at whether people were following the curfew. Mm-hmm. We recognize that the police, the army, the intelligence actually overtook ZANU-PF as perpetrators of human rights violations. And this went on for several months in the research that we do on a monthly basis as the Zimbabwe Peace Project. And we have also really been worried about the scarcity of water, where we recognize that that burden falls squarely on women and girls. They are the majority that you will find queuing at boreholes. Mm-hmm. We have seen that there are young men who have now seen an opportunity of a business venture where they move around with those scanners of theirs with a lot of buckets of water. And when they get to a borehole, they literally push their way through, whether they are pushing a woman or a young girl, where there are also risks of those young girls in the dark being raped. And, you know, when lockdown started, the first one, a lot of people really did not heed the call to stay at home. Because they were saying, if I stay at home, I don't have food. So if I stay at home, I'll still die. You are saying, if I go out, I die. So, kwese kufa. And they were saying, well, we are going to go into these queues and queue for millimeter. But we also saw a lot of violations of people's rights, especially political rights, because we saw selective application of the law. We would see ZANU-PF gathering freely without any repercussions in terms of them bending the lockdown regulations. But those from the opposition, if they try to do the same, they would actually be arrested. There are so many cases that are at the courts at the moment. And I think this was also the period where we saw also a difference in terms of how people looked at differently when it comes to the courts. You would find that you are aware that the Minister of Health was fired for corruption, but we have not seen him go to court. He hasn't been to Chikurubi Maximum Security Prison. When he appeared in court, we never saw him in leg irons and handcuffs. But we have seen people who have spoken against corruption actually suffering that. And I think we have also been worried about issues of abductions in 2020. Especially, I think we are all aware of the abduction of the three MDC young leaders. I'm not sure if I'll still be able to talk about abductions in the next few months because there are laws that are actually being promulgated to criminalize talking about abductions. But I think for me, my bone of contention is there is no way that anyone who is implicated can investigate the same issue. Mm-hmm. Up to the United Nations, they have got a special rapporteur on enforced disappearances and torture. The African Union itself also has special rapporteurs. Why did we not invite them in to come and do a proper investigation in this abduction. I think what is said is that you suffer that trauma, and then it is it's rubbed in when you are told that you are lying, and yet you have gone through all this pain. I think for someone who has experienced the same, I just imagine how I would have felt if someone was going to stand there. After all the suffering that I went through, someone then says, you have given us falsehoods. You were never abducted. You abducted yourself.
Very touching. I'm not sure how much time you're still giving us, because we also wanted you to weigh in on the U.S. election, where we've seen a number of women being, you know, appointed in this new incoming government by Mr. Joe Biden of the Democrats before you leave, because you've been here. You've met the former First Lady, Michelle Obama. You've met Mike Clinton. What's your view on what's happening here in the United States?
I think the last time that I was in the U.S., I actually had tea with Dr. Biden at her house. And I also interacted with the president-elect, Joe Biden, at the State Department. I think when we saw the array of women and all the work that they did in terms of mobilization, in terms of campaigning, and the way that Kamala Harris has actually been elevated to make history in the U.S. She hasn't just done that for herself. I think she has done it for a lot of women. All of us see that, you know, the glass ceilings can actually be broken, and we can find ourselves in the right corridors and actually serving our nations.
PJ.
Yeah, ungakahambi nkosazana Justina. Ungasichazisela ngezehlakalo ezisanda kwenzakala, ngathi ngekunyanga ezedluleyo zokwephulwa kwelungelo labantu, ozichazise embikweni eliwukhiphileyo lina njengehlanganiso ye-ZPP, izehlakalo ezabo-Marriage Wenger, izehlakalo zokuthunjwa kwabo-Joanna Mamombe, izehlakalo zokudilizelwa izindlu emzini weBuliriro.
Into ebuhlungu kakhulu PJ, ikakhulu nxa uyazi ngilalele omama bekhala beBuliriro. Izulu liyana eHarare endaweni eziningi zelizwe. So ukuthi ucabanga ukuthi umntwana or umuntu olabantwana, lo muntu olomntwana olenyanga ezimbili, uza kwenza njani ngemva kokubhidlizelwa indlu? Na ukhangele indlu isime lapha ngamandla amaningi lokuzincitsha okuningi konke osokubhidlekile. Uyazi, ngidabuke kakhulu ngilalele omama laba. Mina ngithi loba ngabe be-akhe endaweni engavunyelwayo, abaningi basuka lapha abade behlala khona besiyahlala kumakhebhi. Indaba bengabalandanga bekukhebhi ukuthi babakhiphe bekukhebhi kungakaqali ukuthi indlu isime isilakho konke, bebe sebebuya bebhidlisa. Lokhu kungikhumbuza umnyaka ka-2005, i-Operation Mrambachina. Abantu babhidlizelwa izindlu phakathi kwenyanga zika-May lo-June. Uyakwazi ukuthi yizo inyanga ezigodola kakhulu. Kulabantu abafelwa ngabantwana ngoba bebengela ndawo yokuya, sebekhitshwe ezindlini akade bekuzo. Bese sikhangela njalo ukuthunjwa kwabantu obekusenzakala ku-2020. Mina njengomuntu owahamba ngendlela efanayo ngo-2008, nxa ngilalele amankazana la ekhuluma ngalokho abahlangana lakho, kuningi engikubona kuhambelana lokwenzakala kini. angiboni kuyikuthi umuntu angenelisa ukuthi azithumbe azihlukuluze azibambe izitho zomzimba ezifihlekileyo angiboni kusenzakala mina njengomuntu osebenza kundaba zelungelo loluntu mina ukukhala kwami ukuthi asingeke sithi abantu okuthiwa yibo abakwenzayo babe yibo abahluza lolu daba siphila phakathi kwabanye abantu singamalunga e-African Union singamalunga e-United Nations bekungangcono yini ukuthi sihambe ku-United Nations sicele ingcitshi ezibona ngokuthunjwa kwabantu nokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ukuthi babuye bazohluza lolu daba ngoba abala hlangothi ababe belukhangele. Sikhangele even ku-African Union akhona ama-special rapporteurs. Besilakho ukuthi sibacele ukuthi buyani lizohluza lolu daba. Ukwenzela ukuthi lathi labo benelise ukugeza izandla zabo. Abantu bamelele ukuthi kuphume sibekwazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Kodwa siqhubekela sibona ukuhlukuluzwa. Kwabantu okungapheliyo. Khathesi sibona abantu behanjiswa kumthethwandaba kuthiwe indaba sokumiswa kuthiwa iza kuba khona ngesinye isikhathi kwasimangalisa ukuthi kuthiwa uJohana Mamombe uyagula kulokuthi ahanjiswe esibhedlela kodwa akahanjiswe ejele. Angazi ukuthi ejele kulabo dokotela yini. Mina ngake ngakuhlala ngaswela udokotela. Udokotela bacina bebuya besuka ngaphandle kwejele. So angazi ukuthi udokotela ade ezamthola udokotela onjani. Ngoba lokhu kwenzakalayo sibona ingathi kuhlose ukuthi ngoba abantu labo bacina besiyahlala labantu abaningi kuma-cell alungiselwa abantu abalutshwane. Okuyingozi ukuthi ingxenye bangacina bebamba i-COVID-19. Izinto ezisikhathaze kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi. Bese ngikhangela njalo ukuphiwa kwabantu kokudla ngohulumende. Ikakhulu ngohulumende. Lezinye izinto ezihambelana lokuthi abantu bathole inhlanyelo. Sibona kulo bandlululo olukhona. And abantu esibona behlupheka kakhulu ngomama. Ngoba yibo abafanele babekwazi ukuthi ngilokudla okwanelayo yini. Ukwenelisa ukuthi abantu bami basuthu. Thina esikudingayo ukuthi nxa kulezi zinto esifanele ziphiwe uZulu, kaziphiwe uZulu mcele. Kungaze kwakhangela ukuthi umuntu ngowebandla liphi kumbe usuka ngaphi. Ngoba indaba eziphathelane lokuba lilunga lebandla lezombusazo. Yinto elilungelo. Elikusekelo sombuso sethu. Siyakuvumela khona lokho. Okutsho ukuthi uhulumende ulomlando ukwenelisa ukuthi umuntu wonke oselizweni kufanele abe lethuba lokuthi amalungelo akhe ahlonitshwe, njalo akhuthazwe, njalo agcwaliswe. Okuyinto ebesingayiboni kakhulu ngo-2020.
Ayobe ngumnyaka onzima kakhulu. Ngakho ke ungakahambi Justina ungasi ngikuthazo bani ongayichiyela abesifazane omama lapho bedibane lohlupho lokuhlukunyezwa ngasezindlini emsebenzini ngasemhlanganisweni kumba kumabandla ezombusazi. Sikhangele i-COVID-19 yona leyo lamalungelo abo. Inkuthazo bani elingayipha?
Inkuthazo engingayinika omama yikuthi omama baningi elizweni leZimbabwe. Asisebenziseni ithuba lona lelo lokuthi sibaningi. Sibuthane njengabomama, singaze zakhangela ezombusazo, kodwa sibuthaniswe ngokuba ngomama. Ngoba singekele ukuzilwela thina njengabomama. Akula muntu ozwehlule ukuthi adle isitshwala ngoba thina akekho umuntu osinakayo ukuthi sikhona. So ithuba likhona lokuthi mama sibambane. Ngoba singakhangela ukuthi sibane ngokunganani. Nxa sifuna izikhundla zonke eziphezulu, zingaba izikhundla zabo mama. Sikaqinisa ukuthi sibambane. Ngoba ungahamba abantu besiya kuma election. Uyabona ukuthi omama yibaba bebaningi kuma line lapha belindele ukuthi bahambe bayovota. Kodwa udubo olukhona yilona lolo lokuthi kuya kuba lezinto eziphiwa omama yilabana bale mali ababe bekukhetho. Ubona ukuthi omama ababe bekukhetho kaningi imali leyo abalayo. Ikuthi benelisa ukuthengela abantu ama-tennis, benelisa ukuthengela abantu ama-Zambia. Ekugcineni kuvotelwa obaba ngoba bala bale mali. Thina njengabomama singenelisa ukuthi sibambane kungaba nomahluko obakhona. Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi omama baphathelane lo dlame ezindlini kube ababona udlakela olubaphathayo ngezombusazwe kumbe ukuncitshwa ukudla. Sithi thina khulumani ngalezo ndubo elihlangana lazo ngoba ungekela ukukhuluma kuza kuyacela ugula ngakho. Sifanele kwanziwe bakhona abangalincedisa.
Abangakunceda ngoba kube lesehlakalo somunye umama ogcine ebulala abantu bakhe abathathu kumbe ngabane.
Abane.
Yena esefuna lokuzibulala. Ikho ke kuyabangela inhlupho zona lezo zokuthi abantu bayathatha imphefumulo yabo selephelele. Yikho ke kusimele sikunanzelela. Hayi mbonile kakhulu Justina. Ngazo zonke izikhathi ubakhona ukuthi usincedise.
Thank you so much, my beautiful sister.
Yes, maybe you even your last word on how women, or what's your last word as you leave us on how women can cope during this COVID-19, especially when we look at their rights and looking at today being the International Human Rights Day?
I think what is important is for women to speak out about the violations that they are facing. It might be within the private sphere from the family. It might be within the community. It might be at any other level. They need to vocalize what they are going through. And it's important for women to identify with other women who are going through the same, because being in a support situation does help. It always helps to be able to, isn't there really anybody who push? If anything is bottled inside, at the end of the day, it becomes dangerous, and dangerous to the individual themselves.
Thank you, because I would have asked for you to say it in Shona, but I think now we are abusing you.
Okay, let me just do it.
Yes, tell us in Shona.
Kukosha kuti tigone kutaura nezvematambudziko atakatarisana nawo. Munharaunda dzatinogara mune vanhu vatinogona kutaura navo. Asi ukaona zvakakuomera kutaura nevanhu ivavo, kune masangano akati wandei anogona kupa rubatsiro. Nekuti kuchengeta zviri mukati zvinoreva kuti pane imwe nguva zvinozogona kukukurira. Nekuti munhu wemukati uyu munhu anoda kuchengetedzwa zvakanaka. Akaramba achitutirwa zvinhu zvinogona kuzoputika rimwe remazuva, tozoona amai vaita zvinhu zvavanozotarisa kuti nai kunda ndapindwa nei. Iye zvine zvikunzwa nyaya dzaana amai vari kuuraya vana vavo. Handifungi kuti kuda kuti munhu anenge ari kuda kuuraya vana, asi anenge apinda mumadzidzo akawanda anopedzisira aita kuti azoita zvisina kutombofungidzirwa kuti munhu anogona kuita kumhuri yake. Saka chero iri mhirizhonga iri mumba, ngatitaurei nezvayo. Mhirizhonga iri munharaunda dzatiri, ngatitaurei nezvayo. Ukaona wanyimwa zvekudya nezvimwe zvinenge zvichipiwa vamwe, taura nezvazvo, nekuti kupiwa kwekudya pane mastandards anoteedzerwa. Masandazayo anotaura kuti zvematongerwe enyika hazvifanire kunge zviri kupinda pakugoverwa kwezvinhu kuvanhu. Kana pane zvinhu zviri kunzi zviri kupiwa vese vanonzi vanoshaya, ngatiregei kuita rusarura nenyaya dzematongerwe enyika. Nekuti kupinda mumatongerwe enyika ikodzero yemunhu wese wemuZimbabwe. Zvese izvi zvine chekuita nekodzero zvirimo muchapter 4 yeconstitution yedu.
Aiwa, mabva mavharisa masports ese tinopedza uyezve nguva yedu yandofunga yamatipa yakwana. Tinokutendai chaizvo, tosangana zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa.
Thank you very much.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kuzwa kubva kuna muzvare Justina Mukoko vanga vari kutaurawo pamusoro pezvati zviri kusanganikwa nemadzimai. Uyezve tisingakanganwe tinoziva muzvare Dondo Mambomira nekuti muzvare Mukoko vanga vari kumhanyiswa nenguva. Asi tipeiwo zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nemadzimai panguva iyo tiri kuona kupera kwe 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Uyezve tichiona kuti zuva ranhasi izuva rekodzero dzevanhu vese reInternational Human Rights Day.
Chataona muzvare Mukoko zvekuti inofanira kuita 365 days of activism nekuti zuva rega rega pane mudzimai akushungurudzwa. Chinhu chandofunga kuti chatinofanira kuramba tichitoita senyika and also semanonprofit organizations. Chandinosangana nazvo zvichiita mukati meupenyu hwemadzimai, regai nditaure ndichiti madzimai akazvarirwa kuZimbabwe ari kumanikidzwa nemamiriro akaita zvinhu kumusha kuti vaende kunyika dzakasiyana pasi rose. Pane vamwe vari kusangana nematambudziko akasiyana-siyana kusanganisira mabatirwo avari kuitwa kwavari kushanda. Vamwe vachona vanoudzwa kunzi vanonoshanda kwavanoshanda, vanopiwa mari yakati, asi kana vasvika ikoko mabasa acho akasiyana anopiwa, yatinoti sex trafficking or yatinoti human trafficking. Nekuda kwemamiriro akaita zvinhu kumusha, vanasikana vazhinji vari kupedzisira vapinda mumatambudziko vozotifonera. Tinotambira mafone calls kubva kunyika dzakaita sana Turkey, Dubai, nyika dzakasiyana siyana. Izvo zvinhu zviri kuitika munharaunda yedu zvatinofanira kuramba tichitarisa. Organization yedu yakatangirwa zvaiya kuAmerica, asi vanhu vatiri kushanda navo vanasikana nemadzimai ekuZimbabwe vari pasi rose. Mukutaura kuno kuti tine maclients kunana South Africa, Cape Town, Johannesburg, vanotibata ivo paFacebook. Saka munhukadzi zvambotaurwa namuzvare Mukoko, munhukadzi wemuZimbabwe panguva inoiyi vari kutarisana nematambudziko akanyanya kuwandisa. Vanoti ivo muchirungu, whenever a nation is in distress, the woman and the girl child suffers the most. Also zvimwe zvatiri kuona zvekusanganisa nevanasikana vedu ndezvekuti vari kupedzisira vatadza kupedza chikoro, vamwe vopedzisira vakumanikidza kuroorwa, vari kupedzisira vaenda mumatambudziko ekuti mamwe achona havafanonge vachiwira imomo, asi nekushayiwa dzimwe nzira dzekurarama nadzo vari kupedzisira vaenda posa. Ndo zvinhu zvatiri kunyanya kuona mabasa edu atiri kuita iwaya kubatsira madzimai nevasikana.
Chii chakaita kuti mufunge kutanga sangano renyu iri? Tinoona rinonzi Pumulani, zvinorevei?
Pumulani izulu, izwi rechizulu rinoreva kuti munhu anoda rugare, lover of peace. Izita rakapiwa mwanasikana wangu, izita rake repari pakati, middle name yemwanasikana wangu. Chakaita ndipe organization yosairo ndinoda kuti ndaida kuva nemufananidzo wekuzvirangaridza kuti basa randiri kuita harisi basa rekungoita nekungoti ndirangoita basa, asi basa rekuita rekuti ndinoda kuporesa nyika yangu yeZimbabwe. Ndichitanga nekuporesa mhuri yekwedu, ndichitanga nekuporesa mwanasikana wangu, kumeka sure kuti mwanasikana wangu haafi akawira nematambudziko akawirwa namai vangu kana andakawirwa nawo semunhu wemukadzi. Saka pese patinobatsira vanhu vevakadzi, patinobatsira vanhu vevakadzi, kugaraura indangariro inogara iri musoro mangu, kufunga kuti munhu wemukadzi wandiri kubatsira, mwanasikana wandiri kubatsira, mwana wangu, ndisisi vangu, ndiwo kuZimbabwe, ndo mashandiro atinoita iwayo. kwete kungoita basa nje nekuti asinga sabangazisa kuti kuita basa kuti ubatsire mhuri yako yose ndo matangira zvakaita iwayo.
Imi muri muno imomuno muAmerica kuMinnesota tinoona tambobvunza muzvare Jesina Mukoko panyaya yekusarudzwa kana kugadzwa kwemadzimai mune zvematongerwo enyika takanyanya kutarisa muhurumende ichauya yava Joe Biden. Muri kuona sei izvi?
Indumbwa kufara nehurumende iri kuuya nekuti yanga imboripo ihurumende yanga isina.
Apo ndofunga network yavo yadona. Sekutaura kwatiri kuita munozivawo maprogiramu anomboti netsei PJ tatavaviri zvakare saka potanga tina muzvare Comfort Dondo vanga vari kuedza kutsanangura ivo pamusoro pezviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica asi nhare dzavo dzabva dzadonha but ndiri kuona kunge vadzoka zvakare saka tichamboedza kuti tivadzose pachirongwa tione kuti zviri kufamba sei tengei tiende kuna Sisi PJ. Sisi PJ, tikona tanga tina muzvare Mukoko. Tanga tiri kutarisa isu dinginzira regore rino re 16 days of activism tinoziva kuti zvizhinji zvanga zviri kuitika pane panguva iyo ino zvakare yeInternational Human Rights Day tinoona kuti ndo nguva yairangarirwa vanhu vakaita savana Patson Dzamara vamwe vakawanikwa vaivo vachitsakatika uyezve not Patson Itai Dzamara Itai Dzamara akawanikwa iye achitsakatika uyezve sekutaura kwamboita Sisi Jesina Mukoko vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kurangarira zvakare kutorwa nechisimba kuri kuitwa vanhu muZimbabwe zvisingazozikanwa kuti zviri kufamba sei tozoona vachimiswa mumatare nezvimwe zvakadaro asi pari zvino rega timboona pane imwe vhidhiyo yamanga mauya nayo Sisi PJ yanga iri kutaura iyo zviri kusanganika nemadzimai panyaya ye 16 days of activism against the gender based violence. Tichiona zvakare kuti pane mamwe masangano ari kushandawo munyika vachipa vanhu chikafu nezvimwe zvakadaro saka tichange tiri kukupai zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kumasangano iwayo panyaya yekupa vanhu chikafu nezvimwe zvakadaro but pari zvino regai timboenda tichiona kuti mamwe masangano anga ari kuita zvipi panguva ino ye 16 days of activism against the gender based violence.
The occasion yet was a jazz night in commemoration of the 16 days of activism against gender based violence held at Jazz Cafe on 28 November. The main objective was bringing together ama different players, different actors, and different organizations. This included your councillor and other CSOs, and including in media as well, to try and help us to speak from one voice, but also amplifying our voices, ama young women in art, which bakhulume a little bit louder. It was organized by Youth for Innovation Trust and the Lo Ziba Festival Movement. In attendance was Councillor Skumoyo Oyepumula. We also had treats. We had Volvo. We had other young leaders in communities. It was mainly to just try and make sure that we use and amplify young women in arts work. So in performance, we had ama artists Onomvula, Ntombi Olwandle, Uqeqe Shiwe Mtambo, Pamela Makariro, Uchichi, Urachel Voko, Lo Spoiler Tamara. Ama main performing artists during the event.
Ibizo lami nginguthando Kwinzi ngimelele inhlanganiso ye-Youth for Innovation Trust and sihlangane lamuhla sikommemorate i 16 days of activism against gender based violence khanyele ukuthi abasifazana bengahlukunyezwa ngendlela eziningi ezishiyeneyo and sithi sikwenza lokho sihlangane lama partners amaningi ama partners esibona ukuthi kufanele ukuthi sisebenzisane ukuze siqede lolu hlupho esibhekene nalo njenge-community.
Mina ibizo lami nguRachel Voko Ncube ngimelele iLo Ziba Movement. iLo Ziba Movement is a movement elama female artists in Bulawayo. So today we are commemorating 16 days of activism. We are trying by all means ukuthi abesifazana bengahlukumezeki. So the reason why we decided ukusebenzisa iLo Ziba Movement to commemorate this day is because sibonile ukuthi ama artists ale voice a powerful a capable of convincing the society, a capable of influencing the society for a positive change.
Mina even Zalami Mwandile Siwayo, Angibela ATREAT, which is a Trans Research Education Advocacy and Training. Tinanjenge ATREAT, we mainly work with transgender people, and we are fighting the stigma and discrimination against transgender people. In this 16 days of activism, we want to fight against violence among transgender identities. Ngoba njengama transgender in a community like Zimbabwe,
Salbonani, ibizo lami nguMiles Moyo, ngisebenzela inhlanganiso okuthiwa yi-Voice of the Voiceless. Sisebenza with LGBT persons in Bulawayo. Namhla sihlangane lamanye ama-organization ukuthi si-commemorate i-16 days of activism against gender-based violence, kuyisikhathi esiqakathekileyo ukuthi sikhulume kakhulu ngamalungelo ama-communities that are marginalized. So thina njengenhlanganiso sibone kuqakathekile ukuthi sikhulumele abafazi njalo labantu esingathi ngama-sexual and gender minorities ababandlululwa kakhulu eZimbabwe kodwa bengela ama-platforms ukuthi bakhankasele amalungelo abo.
Aiwapo tanga tiri kunzwa mazwi evamwe vari kuita zvirongwa zvekurangarira nyaya iyi ye-16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Tinoona zvakare kuti panguva iyo ino pane mamwe masangano ari kubatsira madzimai nevamwe vari kugara mumadhorobha panyaya yechikafu, nokuti nyaya yechikafu ndo iri kunyanyonetsa vazhinji. Tiri kuona nezuro sangano reWFP rakawanikwa iro richiwanikwa richibatsira vamwe madzimai vanobva ivo kumasvingo panyaya yechikafu. Regai kuti zvii zvanga zviri kuitika ikoko.
Tatengawi mafuta suka neraisirai
matenga mishandisa chirongwa ichiri kubatsira isen programa kwenyu ispecialty nguva yecovid
totibatsira takagona kurarama nekuda kwekufukidza kwokuti vazhinji vedu vamwe taita zvekutengesa tengesa saka taitiya tikakwanisa kutengesa tengesa kwataita nenyaya yecovid kuti mute musoro nhau dzakara somudi tatisingachakwanisa kuhonda nenyaya yekuti kwai tine korona saka takakwanisa kurarama kuzvikudza nechirongwa chii saka tikwanisa kutiwanisa chikafu tikwanisewo kudya tichiguta saka zvinhu zvotongotendawo mwari kuti vakatirangarira tichitendawo kunyange nemiwo.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mamwe madzimai vari kumasvingo vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pechirongwa chesangano reWFP World Food Program chiri kubatsira mumadhorobha nyanya panyaya yekupa vanhu mari yekuti vatenge chikafu. Regai tinzwe kumutungamiri wesangano irori.
Taken away. And so we've been scaling up ever since then, and right now we're delivering to 327,000 people across Zimbabwe, and we know that people really need this urgent food assistance right now, which we deliver in the form of cash transfers through an e-voucher and through a remittance-based service as well. And we know how much families are being able to be more food insecure and to face some stability and peace right now thanks to the food that they're getting.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa isu mutungamiri wesangano reWorld Food Program vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvimwe zvirongwa zvavari kuita munzvimbo yemasvingo zviri kubatsira madzimai uyezve nevarume panguva iyo vazhinji vari kutarisana nekushayika kwechikafu. Taona apo vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kupa vanhu mari inenge yakaiswa pakadhi kuitira kuti vanhu nyanya madzimai vaende vachinotenga chikafu chekuti vawanikwe ivo vachiwana raramo panguva ino yeCOVID-19. PJ.
Lapo ke besisiqale sezwa abesifazane benhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo ababe lomkhosi wokunanza i-16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Bekhuluma ngabakwenzileyo emkhankasweni wona lowo, kodwa ke lizananzelela ukubana unkosazana Jessina Mkoko esike sakhuluma laye ekuqaliseni kohlelo uthe yena kakungananzwa ukulondolozwa kwelungelo labesifazane kunsuku zona lezi ezilishumi lasithupha kuphela ezi-16 days, kodwa ke kakunanzwe umnyaka wonke ngoba kulabanye abazaba le micabango yokuthi njengobana i-16 days lezi seziphelile sezizigqibile so kulithuba elihle lokuthi ngiqhubekele phambili ngokuhlukumeza kumbe siqalise ukuhlukumeza ngoba kunanzwa kuphela ngansuku zona lezo ezilishumi lasithupha. Sazoba njalo labancediswa luhlelo olo World Food Program lokubaphathisa ngokudla, ngokubanika abasazanga lonyaka abe-WFP kabasayanga kwabela ukudla endaweni ezijineyo zelizwe kungenxa yobhubhane lolo olwe-COVID-19. Ngakho ke bacabanga baphume lecebo lokupha abantu okungamakhadi ngokuyathenga lokho kudla ezitolo ezithile. Kobulawayo kwaba luhlelo olwaluthengwa ku-Hyper, ku-OK, la kwesinye isitolo esengisilibele ibizo laso. Kodwa ke kwenzakala lokho abe-WFP bahle bapha abantu bangkhona abakumele bathole lolo ncedo. Engxenye njalo besesabela kubana kungangena emahofisini abo hulumende kuzaba kuzagcina kusiba lenketha betshabi. Njengobana simzwile uJustina ekhuluma lapha uthi yena kube lenketha betshabi ekwabelweni kokudla okubekuvela obekubulethwa nguhulumende. Kwaba njalo lenketha betshabi ekwabelweni kwehlanyelo lemvundiso yamafertilizer phansi kohlelo ole-Command Agriculture kumbe olwegatshombo. Yikho ke ukuzama ukuthi kwenqabelwe yonke inkohlakalo eyenzakalayo ngoba inkohlakalo yilo udubo olukhulu olokwephulwa kwamalungelo abantu eZimbabwe, kusho abenhlanganiso ezimele kumbe ezigqugquzela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abantu ekwele Zimbabwe, besithi inkohlakalo yiyo ephambanise isimo somnotho welizwe, yiyo ephambanise ukulondolozwa kwelungelo labantu, yiyo ephambanise konke nje okwenzakala eZimbabwe kube kungenxa yenkohlakalo lenketha betshabi, ngokuthi abantu bekhangelana ngokuthi ngabe bandla liphi lezombusazwe ukuze uthole uncedo phansi kweziqondiso ze-COVID-19 lockdown, phansi kwezinye iziqondiso zokuthi abantu bancedwe bathole indingeko zabo zonke, kulilungelo labo lokuthi bathole izinto ezinjengamanzi. Lilungelo lomuntu wonke ukuthi athole amanzi kalula njalo ahlanzekileyo. Kodwa ke lube ludubo olukhulu eZimbabwe, ikakhulu ngasemhlubulweni weMandebeleni kobulawayo, lapho kugcine kuqhamuka khona umkhuhlane owesihudo, ngoba abantu benathe kumbe besebenzise amanzi ukupheka angcolileyo abehlangene lalawo abephuma ezambuzini. Yikho kuke kwaba ludubo sibili wasabalala lowo mkhuhlane wesihudo emzini weluveve lasemzini ehanqe iluveve waze wafika la kubophumula lasenkulumane. Lwamanzi lolu.
Time is not on our side, PJ, but I would like to take this opportunity to thank Justina Mukoko, the director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, who came here, and also Comfort Londo, the director of Pumulani, based here in Minnesota in the United States, but she is also working with women back home in Zimbabwe and young girls to stop gender-based violence and other issues affecting women. I'm Marvin Sananyahuye in Washington.
And I'm President Jeremiah, and City Libe Lelanga Elite, Libe Lobutomo, as Sivanini Yaviza.
Kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino Studio 7
tishitepe nyura tirimu Washington DC. Lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle le yi Studio 7 ewe chulela indaba ezimqotho nge Zimbabwe.
Sisakaza sise Washington DC. Manero kana kavatereri tunosakana zokare manero.